Mandela's Dancing in the Street. Friend of the show, Martha Reeves. Friend of the show. She didn't talk to us, but she talked to Andy Mossack, if you remember, when he was over in Detroit. And over there, and he got to have a half an hour sit down with Martha, talking about the great days of Motown and the whole city as itself. And looking at it from the tourist angle. And it was lovely. She did us a little bit, you know. Hi, I'm Martha Reeves, and you're listening to... And it was, man, what a buzz. That must be about 6 months ago now, thinking about it. But speaking of Andy Mossack, he is on the road again. And tonight he is somewhere else in this fine globe that you and I are rolling around the cosmos on. So he'll be on about an hour from now, but I do have two clues. Again, as always, I've no idea where the geezer is, but we'll get down to that a little bit later on. Also, we have this man on in about half an hour's time, Andy Mossack, roving travel reporter, travel writer of many, many years standing, many years experience. And he is somewhere in the globe right now. I don't know where he is, but he sent me a couple of clues. P.S. This is all at his expense, not ours. Don't get the wrong end of the stick. So here's clue number one. Now, if you think you know it from this clue, please help me out, because I genuinely got no idea where he is. And he's only beaten us about twice in the time I've been doing this with him. Clue number one. I am in a desert landscape this week, in a kingdom which is united with six others. Its name translates literally as top of the tent, due to its geographical location within the group. Middle East. I'm in a desert landscape this week, in a kingdom united with six others. Its name translates literally as top of the tent due to its geographical location within the group. I'm sure it's the Middle East, but where exactly do you think he is? I'll go further. I think he's in the UAE. I think he's in the Emirates. 81333RUSS, but top of the tent means nothing to me. It might mean something to you. And I'd refuse to cheat and Google. 81333RUSS 0345 303 3333. And a very good evening to you, Russ, your late night friend. Thursday night, 26th of October. It's just after 10 to 11. So headlines coming up. And then no early clues for the rewind tonight, because we've got Andy on. And there'll be a second clue from him to run by just after 11 o'clock. And then final few of your situation soundtracks tonight, which is songs for cabbies, songs for the taxi services. Here's a repeat, though, of clue number one. Because I'm convinced, there's a note here that Andy says to be very specific when we try to figure out where he is. I mean, he's dishing out orders now. I mean, who does he think he is? He's one of the best things on the show. That's what he is. But he said, I'm in a desert landscape this week in a kingdom which is united with six others. Its name translates literally as top of the tent due to its geographical location within the group. I am convinced it's the UAE, but we need to be extremely precise as to where exactly he is. And I've never been. And I've never had the chance to go and to look around. I know lots of people who have. I mean, it's a huge tourist destination. And certain of the resorts and things, people go there and say it's an amazing place. And I've never experienced that. 81333RUSS. We do have another clue, but that'll be after the news. But Brandy Mossack, roving travel reporter, is back with us. Check your passport. Check in with our international man of mystery. We had the first clue, which is top of the tent. Here is the second clue, and the man himself on in about 5 or 10 minutes. Together with its desert landscape, there are 40 miles of white sandy beaches, lush mangroves, hot springs, and the highest mountain in the region, where the world's longest zip line ride will open this December. Beaches, mangroves, springs, highest mountain. World's longest zipline ride will open in December. 81333RUSS. He'll be here very soon, and now we've had both clues, couple of guesses, pointing me for different kingdoms in the Emirates. But I'm not sure which one it is, man. Get on the BBC. One Michael in Rotherham trying to leap in here saying, change your heart, zip wire gave it away, it's Dubai. That's where it is, Dubai. Mikey and Joni on Facebook, and also Becky, who is in Colin's car on her way home from Kippax Brass Band's practice. So Mikey and Joni and Becky. Ras Al Khaimah. Ras Al Khaimah. Now, one of the lesser known of the Emirates, but it could be where he is. I mean, Andy, you know, is all over the place. And that could be the reason why Andy's there, because if they're trying to raise a tourism profile, they tend to invite people like Andy over, and he'll turn up and say, "You won't believe what I've been getting up to." So that might be it. Ras Al Khaimah. Ooh, have to wait and see. However, without further ado, always lovely to have our international man of mystery on the Opus with us. From a different locale, somewhere beautiful and exotic, no doubt. Let's say good evening to Andy Marsack. Hi there.
Ahoy, hoy, Ross.
Ahoy, hoy. Yes, I'm not doing too bad, actually. I'm feeling rather chipper tonight. And we've had... This has been the toughest one for quite some time, mate.
I thought it might be.
This has been a real tough one. Yeah. And a few guys who've really helped me out, and they've... Now, I don't know whether they're right or not, but I'm going with sheer weight of opinion.
Oh, yeah.
And hopefully my pronunciation won't be too bad. Are you in Ras Al Khaimah?
Oh, yes.
Did we get it? We got it! Pipped him right at the end.
Yes, there I was. Just saw the finishing line in my sights.
Celebrated too early, didn't you? That's what you did.
So well now, done.
Here is a place. You're in the United Arab Emirates. It's a place that I've seen and know lots of people who've been there. I've never been myself. I know next to nothing about this, but I imagine it's extraordinary.
It is. It is absolutely extraordinary. I have had a barrel full of adventures this week. It's been extraordinary, as you say. They call it the top of the tent because it is the northernmost emirate. It's literally over the mountains is Oman, so it's that far up. But Ras Al Khaimah, which is RAK, R-A-K for short, it's along with these six other emirates. I mean, Dubai and Abu Dhabi, of course, everybody's familiar with. Mm. And then there's these other ones which may not be as familiar, which is Sharjah, Ajman, Al Khalwain, and Fujairah. But RAK, really, we all know about Dubai and Abu Dhabi, of course, but really, since 2010, RAK has sort of invested and started developing itself as a tourist destination, a bit like Dubai was maybe 20, 30 years ago. So it's a fascinating place to come to because you've got, unlike Dubai, it's not developed yet. So you've got sort of pockets of development, if you like. And then you've got desert, and then you've got a few more pockets, and then you've got these lovely beaches. And it's just a completely different landscape to Dubai because it's like the country. You've got, you know, these incredible mountains, which are called Jebel Jais. Mm-hmm. You've got the desert, which is literally 15 minutes away from the town or the city. Called Al Wadi, and then you've got miles of these white sandy beaches and the Gulf. So it's, you know, it's an extraordinary place. And RAK itself isn't an oil emirate. No oil here at all. It survives really on natural gas, and it's bizarrely, which I never realised, it's the biggest ceramic producer in the world here.
Ceramics, so, does it? Because you would
ceramics,
just presume,
yeah.
You would presume as an outsider, you would presume that all of the Emirates are you know, awash with oil fields, and that's what pays
exactly
for everything. But not in the case of RAK.
No, RAK is very much the landscape is very natural, very in some parts green, in other parts obviously sand dunes. And it's a very relaxed way of life. It's like country bumpkins in a way. Wow. You know, they're very cool, very laid back people, very little traffic, again, very unlike Dubai. It's probably price wise about a half the price, if not more, of coming here instead of Dubai. And it's probably one of the most relaxed in terms of, you know, the religious ways. So For instance, you don't need alcohol license to buy alcohol in the shops here. The dress code is fairly relaxed. So, yeah, right. It's great. I mean, I'm really, really enjoyed myself. Had a great time here.
You said the word adventures. I mean, did these the Emirates are you know, ancient, absolutely ancient. Yeah. So there's thousands upon thousands of years of history, and there's lots and lots of different things to see and do and experience. So give us a couple of the things, or some of the things you've been up to this week then, Andy. How have you been filling your boots?
Well, first of all, the mountains themselves at Jebel Jais has been interesting. There's a place here, the Via Ferrata, which I don't know if you're familiar with the Via Ferrata in Europe.
It's called the
Iron Road, because it's mainly in the Alps, but they go sort of hiking up in these mountains, and they use ropes and iron railings to pull themselves along these very steep paths across the Alps, and that's what they call the Via Ferrata, and they have a competition every year, and so they've got their version here of the Via Ferrata. So you're climbing up this through the mountains with a guide, and you've got these ropes and paths and chains to get yourself through, which is, you know, for the more sturdy of us, a big attraction, right? But then they've got this zip line, which is quite extraordinary. It's the longest, I said to you, it's the longest zip line in the world. Now, most zip lines that I've been on, you know, they're over in about 10 seconds.
Yeah, 10 seconds. They can be up to about, 300 feet, the very longest.
Yeah, I mean, this is a 3-minute ride. Okay.
Good
and
grief.
You're going that's 65 miles an hour.
That's incredible.
It is. It's across the mountains. 3 minutes. And you start off in a transparent hanging platform.
Man.
Way up. Takes 3 minutes to ride it. Now, the people who are doing this have got the current record, which is in Puerto Rico, in Mexico.
Yeah.
They currently hold it, and they're building this. So they've been testing it this week, and they've been ready to open this in December. So this is going to be big here.
Did you have a go on it?
Unfortunately, no, I wasn't allowed on it. But I went up to have a look at it beforehand. But no, I didn't quite get there. And up there too, at the top of this mountain, they've got an outdoor concert venue, a bit like the Red Rocks in Colorado.
Hang on a minute. There is a concert venue, a place you can go and do a gig at the
outdoor concert, top of a
mountain.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place, and they're having a classical concert here tomorrow night to open it. So that's pretty beautiful. But they're going to do pop and rock too, so that should be good. That's one aspect of this particular emirate. The other one is I went horse riding in the desert, and I want to paint you just a quick picture, if I may. This is, that's it.
There you go. You're back there now, aren't you?
Oh, you know, that's it. I had my kaffiyeh, my white robes. I was on a dune. The sun was coming down, and I thought to myself, all I need is the music, and I'm there.
You got it, mate. Know? So, I mean, you're a horse riding through the desert.
Yeah, it was extraordinary, fantastic. Up and down the dunes, they do this horse riding stables there, and you're on this beautiful Arabic horse and Arabian horse rather, and she was lovely. And I went obviously with a group, and it's just beautiful, beautiful, quiet, and there's ibex running around, gazelles, you know, wildlife, the odd goat. But it's something else, it's absolutely beautiful.
We've got to get down to the serious issues, because you know I always like to ask you about food. The cuisine, have you eaten you know, local cuisine, do they cater for the foreign palate?
Well, they have a very varied amount of different types of cuisine here, but the Emirati cuisine is very much Arabic. You know, you've got hummus, salads, beautiful fresh bread, dates. There's a lot of Indian workers here, because the service, the hospitality people are very much Indian, Nepalese and Filipino. So you've got that cuisine too. And there's a lot of fish, seafood, meat, lamb, chicken. And I had some camel milk ice cream, which I have
Oh.
to say I'm rather partial to. It was very
So
nice.
what kind of camel milk ice cream is it? Is
Camel
it
milk ice cream.
like, is it fattier than
No,
cow's
it's a little
milk
bit.
or?
No, in fact, it's less. So it's leaner, very good for you, and quite sweet. So I really enjoyed it, actually. It was very nice. It was date ice cream, which went down a treat, let me tell you. And the other thing I did while I'm there, other than stuff my face full of hummus and salads and fresh bread and God knows what
Ride
else,
horses through the desert.
all of that, I was invited to play in a pro-am here, golf pro, because I like the odd round, as you know.
Of course.
The Challenge Tour, they have a thing on the PGA, the professional tour is called the Challenge Tour, and that's for the guys who are one below the big PGA sort of European tour.
And you're in that category?
Well, no, I'm not in that category, but they have a pro-am before the actual event. And I joined a lovely professional called Stephen Brown, who's qualified for the tour for next year. And so I joined him in a pro-am event, 18 holes, and we won. So
Of
not
course
only,
you did.
oh, yeah. So naturally, I was expecting, sort of the sheikh to come along and give me some sort of, I don't know, a Bentley or something maybe as
Of
a
course,
prize.
of
But
course.
no, I got a very nice little trophy which went with it. But how good is that? I was knocked out. That was fantastic.
It's just another day in the life of Andy Mossack, if you ask
I
me.
know. But very, very, very quickly, I got
Yeah.
it is tax-free here as well, right? So think
Right.
about that. So that's good. Shopping's cheaper, but they've just changed the law here to help people be more healthy. So cigarettes and alcohol, 100% tax has just come in from those.
Whoa,
And
100% tax.
100% tax on cigarettes and alcohol, and sugary drinks is a 50% tax. And I think it's an effort to try and stay healthy. But one more thing I've got to tell you, because it's brilliant, brilliant. I'm in this ceaseless endeavor to bring you the weird and wonderful and wacky.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Yes, of course. I know that's your
Right.
challenge in life.
Indeed, sir. So camel racing is here, big, big here. Falconry and camel racing. So they do a thousands of years of tradition of camel racing, right? But here they have now used robot jockeys to ride these camels, right?
Oh,
Because
hang on. I've got an
look it up on YouTube. Look it up on
I
YouTube.
hang on a
It's
second,
brilliant.
Andy. Andy, I have perfect music for any time we're discussing things from the future. I have to press.
Ah,
I have to
there you
press
go.
this button. Robot jockeys, camel
They're remote
racing.
control and they're faster. The camels ride faster because they're not as heavy as normal jockeys and they're more reliable. So
Wow.
look it up on YouTube, camel racing in the UAE with robot jockeys. Fabulous.
Do you know what? And how long are you there for in paradise?
Oh yeah. So I'm coming home on Saturday. I've been here since Monday. It's been a blast, mate. Been
And
great.
in terms of, I mean, is it a long flight back from the UAE?
It's a 7-hour flight
Okay.
to down to London, but Qantas do it, and the Emirates and BA, all the main airlines do it, and it's just 40 minutes from Dubai to get here, so it's great.
Well, speaking of Dubai, obviously the major urban conurbation for the UAE, and the only place I could find some interesting twin towns
Oh
for,
no! Okay.
but nowhere in Britain twinned with Dubai, which I found amazing.
Right. Okay.
But I'll tell you where it is,
Interesting.
the glittering delights of a place I know you've been to,
Oh, come on.
Detroit.
Really?
Detroit is twinned with Dubai.
Wow. What?
Also, Frankfurt,
There is a lot of German tourists, yeah.
Kuala Lumpur,
Ah,
and
okay.
Barcelona.
Well, of course it is.
And there you go.
Bullfighting. Plenty bullfighting here.
Well, that's there we go. There's the cultural
There you
connection.
go.
You have a
Yeah,
fantastic
brilliant.
time. Lovely to talk to you.
All
What,
right.
another couple of weeks, or is it next week you'll be
Couple
here?
of weeks, yeah. No, a couple of weeks and somewhere very, very different from here.
Excellent. Looking forward to it, my friend. Happy travels. Andy in the future in the UAE. Robot camel racing.